It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back. Have a nice sunshine going on right now. We're at 50 degrees. Welcome to Tuesday Morning Show, September 12th, and every Tuesday. This time, we got to talk real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty in-house this morning. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back, Cherry.
Great to be here.
How is the world of real estate? Again, kind of dealing with this tweener time. And Steve, you said the numbers are less than stellar.
Yeah, they're still up there. There was a small drop yesterday on a national scale, but nothing major yet. We got to get everything under 7, but then I'll start getting more optimistic.
So what is your prediction on that? Are we going to come up to a time and then suddenly something's going to happen, or do you see a slow decline or a slow increase?
I don't know. You know, you got an election year coming up and a few other things.
Good point.
I don't know. I'll be curious. I got to believe they got to get the gas prices down and also probably get the interest rates down.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, it would.
Most definitely.
Yep.
Something I wanted to ask you too, because, you know, we're kind of experiencing that with our building here. Property lines. How important is that in buying and selling? Because we weren't really sure where property lines started, where they end up. How important is that in what you do? I would imagine it's essential.
It is an important part of what we do. It's you know, in the summer, it's generally pretty easy because we see the mow lines. You know, we talk to the sellers. We can, you know, kind of pinpoint where we think they should be. You know, but if we're ever in doubt, we always say, you know, it's an option to have a survey done, and then you're guaranteed where those lines are.
Have you ever been surprised, or do you ever have surprises where it was like, okay, you thought something ended here, but actually there was more property involved, or maybe the other way there was less?
You know, not that I can think of in my years. I'm sure Steve has, but
oh, yeah. The property lines are an important thing. You know, we obviously have setback requirements and all that by the city, but I don't know, things just seem to sort of get done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they always say it's easier to ask for forgiveness and permission.
Absolutely. So. Well, what about situations where you really don't know, or the buyer seller really doesn't know if it's an older home and it's been there a while,
right,
how things may have changed? What happens then?
Well, you know, and I'll just say in generalities, but it seems like the guy that starts squawking the most is the one that's probably in the wrong.
Okay.
You know, and I've had it happen a couple times where people just swear to God, they, you know, get off my yard and blah, blah, mm-hmm, blah, you know, which is, first of all, I don't want that for a neighbor, I guess.
But, absolutely.
But then you end up doing a survey and the guy that did the shouting is the one that's probably more at fault.
Right.
At that point, too. But I've had, you know, title insurance is a whole nother day, you know, which is what you can buy at a closing to help offset some of those costs if, mm-hmm, it ever happens. But, you know, the worst one I had was a driveway that was over by about 3 or 4 feet on somebody else's property. And then you got to do what you can to correct it or get easement signed.
Well, I was going to say that has to affect the price, I would think, you know,
well,
in some instances.
By the time we figure it out, the price is probably already established, but you just do what you can to correct the problem, and it affects both parties because,
right,
not just one, but both of them then have a problem.
Absolutely.
You know, so you got to try to get it fixed, and, you know, so that's where sometimes the lawyers come into play, too.
And that's always fun. New listings. Sherry Bell, let's talk new listings.
You know, we have a property we listed last week, and we had an offer in hand in 3 hours. So, you know, things are definitely happening. We've got a couple that we're working on to hit the market soon. So, you know, our advice always is, you know, talk to your realtor, stay connected, and, you know, they'll let you know as soon as something does pop up on the market.
We've talked about that before, too. People walking in and going, okay, perfect, I'm taking it. You know, and you got to love it when things happen that quick.
You do. You really do. But, you know, in this type of market, you, mm-hmm, know, if it's priced right, in a good condition and a great location, they're going pretty fast.
Right. So people are thinking about it, and they're rolling it around in their heads. They want to buy. They want to sell. All it takes is a phone call, or they can just stop into your offices and talk to you, correct?
Exactly. You know, a lot of people have questions wondering, you know, when do I start this process? Is this a good time of year to buy or sell? You know, we can help them with that. You know, that's why we're here.
Well, and again, with your experience, there's not a question that can be asked regarding real estate that you probably can't answer.
I'm putting the pressure on you now.
Yeah. I'm putting the pressure on you. Yeah. Steve and Sherry, always great to have you in here every Tuesday.
Thanks, man.
Get out and enjoy this beautiful weather, and we'll touch base again next week, okay?
Sounds great.
Talking real estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. We do it every Tuesday at this time. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.